KSFM HD2 Fort Worth.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. What's preventing a big hiring boost? Businesses don't know what the government's going to do on regulations, spending, and contracting. This is from three economists who studied the problem, telling the Associated Press. What's not helping, these experts say, is the arguing over those $85 billion in cuts going into effect. Top White House economic advisor Gene Sperling on NBC's Meet the Press says you might feel them over time.
The American people look
at... We will still be committed to trying to find Republicans and Democrats that will work on a bipartisan compromise to eliminate, get rid of this sequester.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell disagrees, saying they don't amount to much.
The American people look at this and say, gee, I've had to cut my budget more than this, probably on numerous occasions over the last 4 years because we've had such a tepid economy now for four long years. I think they expect us to keep the commitment that we made.
McConnell on CNN's State of the Union, almost totally demolished. The house damaged by a huge sinkhole that opened up underneath, killing a man in Scheffner, Florida. This backhoe with a long arm and steel jaws took apart most of the unstable building today after crews retrieved items inside for the family. A huge car bomb explosions killed nearly 40 people, injuring about 150 others in Pakistan's biggest city, Karachi, in a primarily Shiite Muslim neighborhood. Among those on hand for this year's 50th anniversary bridge crossing jubilee in Selma, Alabama, Vice President Joe Biden. The annual event marks the beating of voting rights marchers on Bloody Sunday in 1965 when they began a march from Selma to Montgomery.
You lost the battle that day, but you won the war. And in the process, you did something that can never be changed. You won the hearts and minds of your fellow citizens.
March and violence prompted Congress to pass the historic Voting Rights Act. This is ABC News.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A miracle amid tragedy in Brooklyn, New York.
Nathan Glauber and his pregnant wife, Razie, were killed in a hit-and-run crash on their way to the hospital to have their first child, a son, who survived.
There is no reaction. There's shock. There's devastation. There's hurt.
Hasidic community activist Isaac Abraham says the orphan baby will not be alone.
We'll have all the help that is needed morally, mentally, financially.
As for the driver of the BMW that slammed into his parents' livery cab,
he happens to be a coward.
He took off on foot. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News, New York.
There are signs of buyer's remorse in the nuke energy business, the second guessing from officials in Georgia and Florida is a sign that maybe the nation is not quite ready for a nuclear renaissance. On top of construction costs running much higher than expected, the price of natural gas has plummeted, making it tough for nuclear plants to compete in the energy market. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The SMU Tate Lecture Series continues the 2012-13 season with the Omni Hotels Lecture featuring Neil Ferguson, British financial and economic historian and best-selling author. The sold-out lecture will be held on Tuesday, March 19th in SMU's McFarland Auditorium at 8 p.m. For more information, visit smu.edu/tate. Produced by SMU, presented by the Dallas Morning News, sponsored in part by 570 KLIF News and Information, WFAA TV Channel 8, Rosewood Mansion on Turtle Creek, and Turner Construction.
Tired of being stationary? Get the family on wheels at Redbird Skateland with admission including four skate rentals, pizza, and a pitcher of soda. Keep calm and roll on with 58% off at sweetjack.com today.
This is what it sounds like when your brother gets arrested after school for having coke in his backpack. This is the sound of my fist hitting the wall. The sound of me hating myself for being happy he got caught, because at least for one night he won't be using. And this is what it sounds like when he's back at school, right where he started. 1 year sober.
If you're in recovery from addiction, share your story with the partnership at drugfree.org. Your story can change someone else's.
From the partnership at drugfree.org and the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
As a referee, I pay attention for a living.
While I'm busy watching the game, I need your help keeping an eye on the stands.
If you see something that doesn't look quite right, tell a law enforcement official.
We all play an important role in protecting our communities, and you can help.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
If you see something, say something is used with permission by the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
This is News and Information, 570 KOAF.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master at helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We have in our studio today Rex Howes and Steve Farr. And we're going to talk about success, business, and how both Rex and Steve became Playmakers. So our first guest today is Rex Howes. Rex is the CEO of Improving Performance Results, a company dedicated to helping leaders bring out the best themselves and those they lead. Rex has been working with leaders since 1971, and I've known Rex since about 1981. He's an author, international speaker, and is a consummate student, having read over 1,800 books. That's 1,800 books on personal leadership and organizational development. And when he's not spending time with his family, you'll find Rex on the tennis court or playing softball. Rex, welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
Well, the first question I have to ask you, and we've known each other for a while, but we've really never talked about this. What impact has reading 1,800 books had on you and your clients?
Well, that's probably the biggest factor to any success that I've enjoyed. When I was 27 years old, I heard Charlie Tremendous Jones say that leaders are readers and readers are leaders, and that we're not going to be any better off 5 years from now, except for the books we read, the people we associate with. And back then, he said, cassette tapes that you listen to. As a result of having all that information in my head that I've learned from people I've never met, and that's a tremendous experience.
Well, that has to be tremendous insight over the last 30-plus years. And in the calculator I've used, that's about 12 books a month. Is that right?
Well, I set a goal in April of 1972 to read a book a week. And so I read 50 plus a year, and I've probably read over 2,000 now. But when I first started, the self-improvement sections of bookstores were pretty sparse. Today, it's a huge section in most bookstores, and of course now you can get it on Amazon.com and other places.
Well, I interrupt you in part of that question. I gave you a double-part question. The insight.
Oh.
What insight has that given you, having internalized that much knowledge?
What's interesting, when I worked for someone else for 28 years and wasn't really in a position to write any material, when I decided to leave that company and start my own business, I got, with the cooperation of my wife, sequestered myself 12, 14 hours a day, and just stuff just poured out of my head. I couldn't believe it. I just sat there and keyboarded things, and not only the books I've read, but the workshops I've attended and people I've associated with, people I've coached, and had no idea all that stuff was in there.
So it put you in a position to take everything you learned, start your company. So for our listeners, what is it that Improving Performance Results actually does?
We produce and distribute productivity improvement, leadership development programs to small and medium-sized businesses, or targeted to small and medium-sized businesses, and we market them through professional consultants around the country. We're currently in 30 markets, and we have a goal to be in 200 markets within the next 8.5 years.
So for all those consultants, all those markets, what do you and they do for their clients?
Oh, good question. The main leadership topics we deal with are communication, goal setting. We believe that business is about relationship. Relationship is about trust, and trust comes from effective communication. So most businesses have, most people have communication problems. So what we do is we go in with a process, typically anywhere from 7 to 13 weeks, and work with management teams to help them get their goals more clearly defined, help them communicate better, help them work better as a team. And it's a process. We learned a long time ago that with a one-time event, seminar, speech, that you don't change behavior.
Well, we've talked a number of times about what you do and how you do it. It sounds like if there's a hole that you have, that you're not in as many markets as you'd like to be. You're in how many markets right now?
30.
30, and you'd like to be in how many?
200.
200. So what are you doing to make that happen?
Well, we have a team of people that are, one of the things I learned in my former company and that I did for 20 plus years was teach business-to-business sales. And we're going to do a series of workshops starting with here in Dallas initially to teach people how to do business-to-business sales. A lot of people are very, very good at facilitation, at training, at speaking, but they're not so good at finding clients and getting them engaged. So we're going to do a series of workshops starting here in Dallas, and then we're going to do it around the country. And once people learn how to do business-to-business sales, hopefully they'll be attracted to the products that we offer and add those products to their offerings.
So in other words, should they become associated with you or even want to become associated with you, they're going to pick up a tremendous skill in learning how to work with, sell to businesses. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's our goal. And if they choose to come with us, that would be an extra blessing.
So the people you're looking for would be, their skill set would be they can present, they can stand in front of people, they can facilitate, but they don't necessarily know exactly how to get that business. Is that correct?
Right. How to identify and find a ideal candidate for their business, how to get access to the economic decision maker, the person that can say yes, and how to find out what that person wants, why they want it, and how they can help them get it.
So you're looking for candidates, if it's 30 from 200, or about 130, is it what you said, 130 markets?
Well, 30 currently. We want to do 200, so 170. We're 170 short.
So that's Dallas and the rest of the country, areas of the country.
That's correct.
Okay. What makes improving performance results different? Why should the company do business with one of your consultants?
The main reason is a process, not an event, and that the material is based on principles. The material that we use to get the results are based on principles that will apply in any situation. So it doesn't matter whether you're a hospital, a bank, a manufacturer, a wholesale, retail. It doesn't really matter. The principles apply. And that we're in the people development business, really, and that a company really isn't an entity of itself. It's a combination of the people. And when the people get better, the company will get better.
So if I can improve the skills of my company, I can improve the results.
Absolutely.
Now, you're primarily working with whom within the company?
We start with senior executives, the C-level executives, and then their direct reports, and then their direct reports, depending on the size of the company. But typically, the leadership of a company, including sales.
So what impact would you have or your consultants have by working with the leaders? Should you go in and just initially work with them? Does that begin to flow down to the rest of the organization?
Absolutely. Number one, all leadership is self-leadership. But when the formal leaders embrace the principles contained in our programs and in our process, they cascade it down. And typically no matter where we start, if we start at the top, they'll say, my people need this. If we start in the middle, they'll say, my boss needs this. So everybody recognizes that they need to be better, and our goal is to create an awareness so they want to be better.
So the definition of leadership, not specifically, would be not necessarily a key person within the organization, but anybody within the organization, even if leader's not in their title.
That's correct.
They do and should have leadership skills.
Absolutely. You do not need a title to be a leader.
Okay. One of the questions I'm going to ask you, we'll be taking a break in just a few moments, and I'll have you think about this, putting in the spot, Rex. But you have a number of great stories in terms of what successes you've had with your clients. I don't want you getting that now because it'll take a little longer than we have until we get into our break. But I want you to think about that. But the question I'll ask you before we do that, what types of things, before you get in the story, what types of things have happened to the companies you've worked with?
Well, that could take a while, but just the short answer would be that they improve communication. As a result of improving communication, they make less mistakes, less rework. They introduce new products. They run more efficiently and more effectively.
That's fantastic. Matter of fact, we're going to find out more specifically how that happens. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to talk more with Rex about how his information transforms companies. And a little later on the program, we're going to have Steve Farr. We're going to talk more about how his business also helps companies. We'll be right back.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success? Or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, with no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to the Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're glad to have you with us, and we're here today with Rex Howes of Improving Performance and Results. In a few minutes, we're going to get to Steve Farr, who is president co-owner of Select Commercial Services. But coming back from our last segment, I was talking to Rex about some stories he had about successes and skills that people picked up from use of the materials that Rex has. So Rex, welcome back, and tell us about some of the successes you've had.
Well, two come to mind. One was perhaps on a smaller scale. I was invited in to work with a group of eight managers, and wasn't given a whole lot of background, which is unusual on the managers. And just a few months into the process, I ran into the CEO in the hallway. This was a group of first-line supervisors. And instead of calling me by name, he said, "Hey, Miracle Man, how you doing?" I said, "What do you mean, Miracle Man?" And he told me about one of their employees who was on the cusp of being fired because of all the challenges this particular young manager was having. And as a result of the process we put through, she had a remarkable turnaround became what he considered one of their best supervisors. So it saved her job. It reduced the stress and the tension in her department. And the CEO was very, very pleased with the whole process. So just one person out of the eight had a major turnaround, and that, in the CEO's mind, more than paid for the process and the time involved.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know a little bit about business, but turnover is not inexpensive.
Very expensive.
And you saved this company a tremendous amount of money because apparently she had a lot of potential that she just wasn't using.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And she just needed some techniques and some confidence. And she later talked, when I talked to her one-on-one, she said, and asked her what the biggest thing that she got out of the process. And she said it boosted her self-confidence. And that was very rewarding. And when you mentioned turnover, Steve, there's really two ways that an employee can fire their boss. The number one is they can quit and leave, which is very expensive. They can also quit and stay, which is even more expensive because they contaminate the other employees with their negative attitude.
Almost like a cancer that runs through the organization and pulls everybody down. And by turning one person around, that's the opposite effect.
Exactly.
You said you had another story.
Yeah, the other story is a little larger company. And when I talked to the CEO about issues that they were facing, he said, he asked me if I did leadership or asked me if I did succession planning. And I said, "What did you have in mind?" He said, "Well, we have an aging management team." He said, "We're baby boomers who are kind of aging out, and we haven't done a good job of training our replacements and developing the folks under us to take over the company." This was a very long-standing company, and they wanted to perpetuate it. So anyway, I said, "I don't do succession planning per se, the legal side, the financial side, but I said, I can help you with the leadership development piece." And we put together a process, and to where we put the senior executives who were aging out through the process first to make sure they understood it and could support it, and they did. And then we put their direct reports and then their direct reports. And this particular company, we've trained over 400 of their managers, and most of the people in those early groups are now in the senior executive positions, and many of the people in the very first group are now retired. And the company has actually in those 10 years has almost tripled in size.
So to pull all this together, if you look at the average organization that's been in business for a while that has people, these people may have a tremendous amount of potential, but they don't know how to get to it. They don't know how to mine that potential. Is that correct?
That's a good way of saying it, Steve. What happens typically, particularly with the management teams, is they're a good worker, so they get promoted into management, or they come right out of college and they are put into a management position, and they really haven't had any management skills. And they may have gone to a course on decision making or some specific skill, negotiation or something, but they haven't done the whole process. And we specialize in there's four characteristics of a successful person. Number one, They have a positive mental attitude. Number two, they're goal-directed. Number three, they're self-motivated. And number four, they communicate effectively. And so we work in that area, sort of a holistic approach, as opposed to just an event.
So if you had a look at it, what is the what would you say is the one thing in your career, looking back over the last, 30-some years that you've been doing this, what's the one thing that you can point to where really everything changed?
Well, probably two things.
Okay.
The number one was setting a goal in April of 1972 to read a personal self-development, self-improvement book a week, and getting all that borrowing the knowledge of people who have gone before me. It probably helped me more from a self-development point of view. And then from a business point of view, this was an ongoing event, but it's relationships. Business is about relationships, and the better your relationships are, the better your business is going to be. So I probably did it instinctively or unknowingly, but I valued every relationship that I've ever had, and I try to remember people's names. I try to keep in touch with people, and that has paid off hundredfold, thousandfold.
So you're telling me if someone does business with you, your company, or your consultants, that not only are their skills and relationships going to improve corporately, but they're also going to improve personally.
No doubt about it. A lot of times the best feedback we get, or the most rewarding feedback we get from our process, is when people say that they're communicating with their spouse better, communicating with their children better. And that's very rewarding for us, even though that's not what they paid for.
So it's not limited to the business. It's all around.
All professional development starts with personal development.
Well, what's really important, as listeners are listening to this, some of them may be wondering how to get a hold of you. So aside from going to our website, which I'll mention in a moment, how can they get a hold of Rex Howes?
Our website is www.improve, I-M-P-R-O-V-E, hyphen, results, R-E-S-U-L-T-S.com. Our toll-free number is 866-370-3509.
So that website is improve, I-M-P-R-O-V-E, hyphen, results, .com.
Correct.
Which would they can pick your phone number up there and find out more about exactly what you do. So to reiterate what we talked about in the first segment, not only do you have tools to help businesses become more effective and to change the direction and even give them direction if they need direction, but you're also looking for candidates that may want to get into this field. And right now you have how many again?
30.
And you're looking for?
200. 170
and
more.
Tell us again how you plan on doing that, getting those candidates.
We're going to do business-to-business sales workshops in the key market areas that we want to attract people to and teach them how to do a better job of getting clients for their current business and in the process get them to add our products to their offerings.
And how do they find out about that?
They can go to our website at www.improve-results.com. Or call me direct.
And your number again is?
866-370-3509.
So I encourage everyone not only to, if you're interested in either of those areas, check out Rex's website to get a lot of information about how to improve yourself. And that's what this program is all about. It's a Playmakers Talk Show, and Rex has really given us a number of playmaking ideas that you can use within your business, whether you're a business owner, CEO, or entrepreneur. We're going to be taking a break in just a few moments, and when we come back from our break, we're going to have Steve Farr, and Steve is president and CEO of his company. I'll tell you more about that when we come back from our break. Rex, thank you very much. We'll talk to you just one more time before we finish the show, but thank you very much for being here. Thank you for your insight.
Thank you, Steve.
Go to, in addition to Rex's website, playmakerstalkshow.com to find out more about our guests. There's their bios and their websites on our website. Again, that's playmakerstalkshow.com. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back right after this.
Bought a new car recently? Chances are you've got something on your car radio you didn't know about. It's called HD radio.
What does that mean to you?
It means you can now listen to KLIF news and information in crystal clear FM. Just tune to our sister station, 96.3 KSCS. On that HD radio, click up one spot to 96.3 FM HD2. And there we are. Clear news and information on crystal clear 96.3 FM HD2. And always at 570 AM KLIF.
Can we talk about colonoscopies for just a minute? Wait. Before you zone out or change the station, just listen to a couple of facts. Fact. When caught early, colon cancer is 90% preventable. Fact. A colonoscopy not only detects cancer, it can prevent it by removing precancerous growths called polyps. Fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they'll never get one. If you're at risk for colon cancer, a colonoscopy is the best way to find it and fix it. That means if you're 50 or older, or 45 for African Americans, you need to get screened. If you have a family history, you may need to get screened earlier. Okay, thanks for not changing the station. You've actually just thought about colonoscopies for a solid minute. The worst part is over. Now that you have the facts, take charge of your health. In Dallas-Fort Worth, visit NorthTexasGI.com. Or in Mesquite, visit TexasGICenter.com.
KLIF News and Information in the Morning.
With Dave Williams and Amy Shadra.
Winter's almost over, and much of Texas is still suffering under extreme drought conditions.
Monday morning, we'll talk with a spokesman for Texas cattle raisers as the water shortage and higher feed costs are really hurting ranchers.
How will the federal budget cuts affect Fort Hood, Killeen, and surrounding areas? We'll ask Texas Congressman Joe Carter, who represents that area.
News and Information in the Morning, 6 till 9.
News and Information, 570 KLIF.
The best way to work and home again in the afternoon. Bill Jackson and Traffic on the Fives on News and Information 570 KLIF.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth hospitalized with a stomach problem. The 86-year-old seems to have gastroenteritis. This is the first time she's been hospitalized in a decade. A Scottish cardinal admits and apologizes for inappropriate sexual behavior. Cardinal Keith O'Brien resigned and did not mention specific actions. The annual civil rights march in Selma, Alabama has special meaning this year because the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a challenge to the Voting Rights Act. Vice President Biden was on hand today.
Courage and determination in the name of justice always, always prevails. But it takes men and women as individuals to demonstrate that courage for it to happen.
The march began in Selma and continued on to Montgomery. Bobby Rogers has died. He was a founding member of the Motown group, The Miracles. He was 73. I'm Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
BSA, the Software Alliance, assures that the reporting of software piracy is kept confidential. You reported it. Was that your experience?
Yes. I mean, the entire process was confidential. It was pretty quick and easy. Went to their website, and it asked all the information. Really, they took it from there.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Help protect innovation. That's nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
It can begin with an email, a phone call, a flyer in the mail, or perhaps a misleading website. Loan modification scams. They come in all shapes and sizes and under different names. Loan rescue firms, counseling services, mortgage consultants. Sometimes posing as a legitimate mortgage company willing to help you modify your loan and get caught up with your payments. But beware. These are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, know if you are on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice have partnered to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker
you know.
I'm Corey Menken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to the Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We are glad to have you with us here on Playmakers Talk Show. And we're here now with Steve Farr. Steve is president and co-owner of Select Commercial Services, which began in 2006. They're a full-service commercial cleaning company operating in both DFW and throughout Indiana. Steve has over 30 years of experience in the commercial cleaning industry. He's owned and operated a large regional janitorial company for 14 years with annual revenues, listen to this, that exceeded $40 million. Steve has a number of real estate certifications. He's actively involved in a number of real estate and facility management organizations. And Steve, welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, thank you for having me.
Let me ask you this. Knowing you have all of this experience in what you're doing, how did you get into the facilities management industry?
It actually started through my family. My dad actually had a major cleaning company here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so I started at a very young age.
Was that cleaning company similar to what you have now, or was it a little bit smaller?
It was actually a little bit smaller, but it was here just locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So you really learned from the ground up, working with a small company and then developing a much larger company.
I did at a very young age. I think I was 14 years old when I was actually put on the ground business.
So you really learned from the ground up.
Yes, I did.
Learning everything.
Yes.
What does Select Commercial Services do?
We provide commercial cleaning to high-rise office buildings and single-tenant facilities. We also provide different types of ancillary services for office buildings, such as power washing, carpet cleaning, hard surface, stone care.
So you can do general day-to-day cleaning of a building, but you can also do specific things, too, that they don't normally need to have every single day.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. I notice on your website you have a number of areas where you help your clients, and I wrote a few of them down, green cleaning, transition management, LEED accredited professionals. Tell us about some of those services that you provide.
As far as the green cleaning, it's over the last several years, it's just involved. People want to be earth friendly. They want to make sure we're using environmental safe products out there. And we've made that decision across the board. It wasn't just specific ones. We made it specifically across the board with our company to use green cleaning products, equipment, stuff like that. As far as the LEED certifications, our goal, as far as our management team, is to have everybody as a LEED GA, which is part of the USGBC, and that's a certification that our people go out and obtain, and it's a pretty high credential.
So the people that you employ, that you have working for you, have had a lot of training prior to going into these buildings and working for your clients.
That's correct.
They're obviously... Sounds like the skill level might be a little bit higher than some of your competition.
We do. We focus a lot and put a lot of emphasis on training because typically people are in the office, that office in the office buildings, they're gone in the evening time, and that's when we come in. And so they entrust a lot into our company and also our people that are out there.
Coming back to green cleaning you were mentioning, that's obviously on a lot of people's minds. What were companies like yours using prior to green cleaning? I mean, were there more chemicals involved in what you were using?
Yeah, different chemicals with VOCs that could affect air quality. And as far as equipment, we use a lot of things that take contaminants out of the air, such as HEPA vacuums and things of that nature.
So green cleaning, if you had to summarize it, would be better for the health of the tenants of the buildings that you're working with.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about what makes you different? Let's talk about the one big thing that you can point to in your career where everything began to change, where you really realized this is it and you really made it happen. What's that one big thing?
Well, I think the most important thing, the success of our company, has been the people and the culture that we've been able to create within our company. It's not me alone. It's you know, the saying of people are your biggest asset, and I'm a big believer in that. And the success of Select Commercial Services is because of the people that we have on board.
It seems to be a theme today during our program. We spoke with Rex earlier, and his business helps these people. And you're talking about the fact that your people are what make your business.
Exactly.
It's all about the people. So, is there a process you use to hire the right kind of people?
You know, there are some processes that we go through, but you know, I think it comes down to finding out who the people are, and you know, somewhat getting that good gut feel and making sure that they fit our culture as well.
Well, you've been in the business for 20-some years now. You've had some ups and downs. You've had successes. You've had some setbacks. What are some of the obstacles that you've had to deal with in your business? Because I know that when you have employees that you're not around, because you're not in every building when they're cleaning every night, things happen. So what are some of the obstacles you've run across over the last 20 years?
Well, you know, I think the biggest obstacle, and I just relate this back to when we started this company in 2006. When we started it in 2006, as you know, in 2008 is kind of when the big recession hit. And we had to tighten up our belt. Things weren't changing. Contracts weren't changing here. And it was probably for about a year and a half. It was hard to pick up new business just far as maintaining what you had. Was probably the biggest challenge.
But you came through.
We did.
Smell like a rose.
We did. And, you know, when you're starting a company in 2006 and a year and a half, you go through this recession, it was tough on us, but we made it through it, and we focused a lot of attention, as we do now, of taking care of the customers that we have.
So it sounds like there's two things. It's all about the customer and your people.
Exactly.
Well, some of the information that, that you had sent to me, you mentioned that Dallas has become one of the leading cities in the United States in business growth for the commercial cleaning industry. What really has changed? Has it been your industry? Has it been Dallas, or a combination of both?
Well, I think it's Dallas has been a great market, but I will say it's also been one of the toughest markets in the country to compete in because it is a low entry level from starting a janitorial company. And so you've got probably anywhere between 100 and 150 companies in this market here.
150 companies just in the Dallas
if
market.
If not more than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of competition that you're up against.
Exactly.
What makes you different then? I know this is going to be a repeat, and I almost know what your answer is going to be. That what makes you different from the competition? What makes you stand out?
Well, I think, again, going back to our people, it's making sure that we've got the right people and we've got them on the right seat. And we put a lot of focus and emphasis on customer service, and that's what we have to offer. If we don't provide that, then we don't have anything else to provide. So we put a lot of focus on customer service, and when our customer calls, we're there.
And that's a key to your business. It's all about taking care of the customer.
It is.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back from our break. We're going to talk about some of the playmaking moves you've made. But what's some advice you can give to other business owners, other entrepreneurs, to help them become successful?
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's just, to me, in the success of our company, it's been the people and making sure that you've got them in the right seat. And then just having an attitude day in and day out of customer service, because that's what we provide. And you've got to be there to respond to your customers when they need you and even when they don't need you.
But we're going to come back and talk more about customer service. We're going to talk more about people. We're going to talk more about actually taking care of that customer when we come back. Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com to get more information about the show. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we're going to come back. Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
If your company is looking for great talent in the coming months, then make sure your company takes part in the Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, presented by the Allstate Insurance Business Ownership Opportunity, Tuesday, March 19th at the Irving Convention Center. With promotion from our six Cumulus radio stations reaching over 2.5 million listeners, we expect more than 6,000 job seekers in attendance. You don't want to miss out. Get your company in the door and find your next great employee by calling 214-523-2762. The Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, March 19th. Reserve your spot now. Call 214-523-2762.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to the Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Before the break, we were talking with Steve Farr from Select Commercial Services about people. And that's what it's all about. We were speaking to Rex Howes earlier, who we're going to bring back before we end the show in a few moments and talk about what he does with people. And that's really been our theme. So, Steve, it's all about your people. It's all about taking care of your customers. It's all about customer service. One of the questions I want to ask you, what are some of the playmaking moves that you've made in your business, in your life, that has led to the success you've had with your business?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One is surrounding myself with the right people, hiring the right people, and then building the relationships that we put a lot of focus and emphasis on with our clients.
So I'm a business owner. I own a building here in Dallas. What should I be looking for? Why should I hire Select Commercial Services?
I think you need to look at their track record in the market, their longevity with their current clients. In our industry, it can be anywhere. A contract will be anywhere from 12 to 18 months. You can go back and look at some of our references and our clients that we have. We've had them since we started this company. And that's typically anywhere from 4 to 6 years.
So you are in DFW, which I'm going to come back to in a moment, but you're also throughout Indiana. Yes. Is that the entire state of Indiana?
Yes.
That's a lot of area to cover.
Yeah. We actually have the major hub is in Indianapolis, and then we have a client up there that has 33 locations throughout the state that we service for them as well.
So you're willing to pick up additional business in Indiana if it's there for you?
Absolutely.
How about DFW? How far out do you go?
Basically in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area. So we just basically stay within those limits there.
If you had to define the type of client you typically have, what would the client be? Is it? Do you rate it by size of building, square footage? What type of client you normally look for?
Well, we typically focus a lot on Class A type office buildings, but we do have some Class B and C as well. But we do, some of our clients are global, and some of them are regional.
So what is a Class A office building?
Class A office building would be like a Fountain Place, downtown Dallas here.
So if you had, for instance, a building like that, would you have the entire structure?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you'd be working with the ownership or management of that building.
Exactly.
To do that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They could contact us through our toll-free number, which is 1-866-949-3504, or on our website at www.selectservice.us.
So they can get a hold of you at your phone number again, which is?
Toll-free is 866-949-3504, or our local number is 214-442-6400.
Or their website is
selectservice.us.
Selectservice.us is where you need to go to find out more about Select Commercial Services. Steve, I want to thank you for being on the show and talking about cleaning, people, customer service, because it sounds like in your business, that's really all you have is the people.
Exactly.
There's not really much else.
Yes.
Steve Farr again from Select Commercial Services. And if you want to get a hold of him again, it's selectservices.us. Steve, thank you very much for being here. But I want to open it up now to both Rex and Steve, or kind of pull all this together. Rex, let me go back to you for a moment. We were talking at the break about obstacles. What do you have about obstacles? Why are obstacles something that are important?
You know, most people try to resist obstacles, but obstacles, when we overcome an obstacle, we grow as a person and we're able to accomplish more than we ever dreamed possible many times. And one of the early obstacles that I had to overcome is my early education and training was in engineering, civil engineering. And I had never been in sales for myself, never been in business for myself. But I bought a franchise, put up my life savings to buy a franchise to get into the leadership development business. I wanted to help people grow and develop and use more of their potential. But I had tremendous call reluctance, and I had
So you had a hard time picking the phone up?
I had a hard time picking the phone up. I thought it was poison. But I had a fellow franchisee with my former company call me and ask me how I was doing. I said, well, I'm not doing so good. I said, I'm just sitting here feeling sorry for myself. And he said, do you have any good prospects? I said, sure. He said, well, call five of them and call me back in 10 minutes. And I went from feeling miserable and feeling sorry for myself to feeling on top of the world, king of the world, because I had some real success. But basically, he got me to act my way to a new set of feelings. And that would, I know you have a lot of entrepreneurs and business people listening to this program. And I think that anytime that you're struggling with any type of an obstacle, if you just act your way to a new set of feelings, it's a whole lot easier than trying to feel your way to a new set of actions.
I've heard someplace that you should never let your feelings control your actions. Your actions must control your feelings.
Exactly.
There are many times when we just don't want to get out of bed in the morning, but we get out anyway.
That's correct.
And that's our actions controlling our feelings.
That's correct.
Steve, any response to that? You ever had call reluctance or had a difficult time contacting clients?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very competitive business, and you've just got to pick yourself up every day and keep a positive attitude, knowing there's a lot of competition out there, but just go out and do the best job you can and do what you say you're going to do.
Focus on what you want to make happen, not the problems you have during the day.
Exactly.
Let me ask both of you to kind of round out this program about mentors or influences you might have had in your lifetime, because Rex alluded to this earlier. With all the books that he's read, he's had a chance to meet a lot of people through those books that he wouldn't have met. But Rex, let me ask you, have you had any specific mentor or influence that really had a major impact on your life?
Probably the biggest mentor and the biggest influence on my life was Paul J. Meyer. When I was 27 years old, I went through a program called Leadership in Action that Paul wrote, and that's what got me interested in the leadership development business and personal development, and that's when I really started reading. And then after I joined his company, bought a franchise from his company in March of 1972, the next month is when I set the goal to do all the reading. And after 2 years in the field, I was invited to come into the home office staff. As a result, worked closely with Paul, went on to be president of that company for the last 8 years I was there. And he influenced me in every area of my life, social, spiritual, mental, physical, financial, family, and career. And I owe a lot to Paul Meyer.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history, right.
Steve, how about yourself? Any of the specific mentors or influences in your life?
Well, I think there were a couple major ones. My dad, of course, that gave me this opportunity at a very young age and taught me the business and just always put those values and principles in me that, do what you say you're going to do. And then the other person that is James Turner, who is my co-partner in Select. And I actually worked for him. He owned and operated a construction business for over 34 years. And he was actually in business with my dad. And he's part of our business and is a big influence on our success and the people that we bring in. So
he brought additional skills.
Exactly.
To both of you working together. So one more time, Steve, how do our listeners get a hold of you and your business?
Our local number is 214-442-6400, or our website is www.selectservice.us.
Steve, thank you very much for being with us and sharing your insight. Rex, thank you also. And how do our listeners once again get a hold of you?
My pleasure, Steve. Website is www.improve-results.com. And our toll-free number is 866-370-3509.
Rex, thank you very much. Again, Steve, thank you very much. This has been a terrific show. Thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, thank you very much for spending your time with us. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all the replays and also past episodes of Playmakers Talk Show. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we're going to be back next week, and we're going to have more Playmakers. See you there.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving Playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving Playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding Playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
This is News and Information, 570 KLIF.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever. Help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
You may have noticed doctors and nurses using the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer in hospitals and clinics. That's because it gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan, backed by more than 40 published medical studies. It's a huge time saver, which makes it a great money saver too. Now, what you may not have noticed is that doctors and nurses use the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer at home too, for all the same reasons. So why not get one for your home?
Pick one up today at Rite Aid and other fine retailers.
Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
News and information, 570 AM.
And 96.3 FM HD2.
KLIF.
Dallas.
And KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth.
Cumulus Station.